And now with a first look at what it says in this morning's papers, here's Shane McElhattan.
There's no consensus on lead stories among the papers this morning, but the fallout from and the implications of the government's moves on rent pressure zones give them plenty to work on. The Irish Independent and Irish Daily Mail focus on one element that sparked concern among observers and experts yesterday, the hiatus between yesterday's announcement and the start of March 2026, when the measures come into effect. The Independent's lead says the government will scramble to make the entire country a rent pressure zone within weeks to stop landlords from increasing rents before the planned changes. The Mail's lead claims ministers are in a panic over the changes, scrambling to fast-track legislation to expand rent pressure zones nationwide. The paper cites its own research to say that out of over 46,000 tenancies now outside the RPZs, over 11,000 renters could face a legal rent hike to market rates if the changes don't come into effect until March 1st. The Independent quotes Michelle Norris, a member of the Housing Commission, as asking why the laws are not being passed immediately, as the government did in 2016 when the RPZ system was first announced. The Irish Times carries analysis by another expert on housing. Under a headline invoking Ireland's greatest satirical writer, Lorcan Sir says the new measures are better on security of tenure than on affordability. The proposals to reform Ireland's imperfect but functioning rent control feel very much like a government in panic. He says the government seems content to funnel a generation into long-term expensive renting while simultaneously overseeing a decline in home ownership. If new rental supply is triggered by rent inflation, he says, our rising rent problem is apparently going to be solved by allowing rents to rise. Flann O'Brien, he says, is now writing Housing Strategy. The context for the new rent measures is provided across the papers. The Independent and Times quote the Banking and Payments Federation, which in turn is citing the European Central Bank, that demand for housing in this country is now the second highest in Europe after the Netherlands, with one in five consumers actively looking to rent or buy. The Irish Examiner, along with other papers, provides an even wider context to the government's preoccupation. The growing gulf between the older haves and the younger have-nots, revealed in new Central Statistics Office figures. Increased property prices mean the top 10% of the population now enjoy net wealth of over €1 million, while the bottom 10% have less than €2,400. Younger households of adults under 35 were the only age group to see a decline in their wealth since 2020, while older adults have seen their wealth increase. Readers skimming today's papers could be forgiven for wondering if the apocalyptic images reproduced are from Los Angeles or Ballymena. Reports on the third night of riots in Northern Ireland show alarming new trends, according to the papers. The Independent reports that masked youths attacked the Larne Leisure Centre after reports on social media that those moved out of the burned Ballymena houses were being accommodated there. The paper quotes Assistant Chief Constable Ryan Henderson as being unable to rule out paramilitary involvement in coordinating violence in Ballymena. The Irish Sun reports the violence spreading to other towns, Carrickfergus, Newton Abbey, North Belfast and Lisburn. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror report on fears that illegal Irish immigrants in the United States could find themselves shipped to the notorious Guantanamo Bay prison in Cuba. The Washington Post reported that thousands of foreign nationals could be sent to the prison, including those from, quote, friendly European nations like Ireland. The papers quote former Irish immigration lawyer Brian O'Dwyer in New York as warning illegal Irish that anyone thinking the crackdown would focus on Latinos only are wrong. There is no special category for Irish in the Trump administration. Finally, the preparations for a forensic search of the burial site of the Tuam babies gets a lot of coverage across the papers. The Mail cites investigation leader Daniel McSweeney from his interview with RTE that the work will be carried out in a meticulous fashion to the highest international standard. The Examiner quotes Mr. McSweeney warning that from Monday, the area will be under forensic control. We have to treat it like a Garda investigation. If we find evidence that a child died violently, we will be able to call the Gardaí through the coroner.